Good afternoon, IMG.
Hello, good afternoon to yourself as well. My name is Troy Cordell. I'm calling from RDI Diamonds in New York. I'm a consultant and specialist here. Who is in charge of your orders and stuff there? Is that Sue still?
No.
No.
That is, I'm Sue, but
Oh,
I'm
you are
not
Sue.
in charge of the orders. We don't
Okay.
really have a specific person. If any of the salespeople need something, they're the ones that reach out.
Okay, are you in sales, Sue? You're doing sales?
No.
Okay. So what exactly do
I
you guys do? What do you do there?
I'm the office manager.
Okay, perfect. Well, I mean, to be honest with you, I should be speaking with you, 'cause here's the thing. We have an account with you, but you haven't used it in a while. And that's why it's in my hands and not just a regular rep hand. So, with my expertise, I'm actually did some research and so forth on your company quite extensively. If you do some business with me and I can get you some memo things over, get you ramped up for the summer, I'm actually going to see a fluctuation and a possible increase between 10% to 20% in sales going in your area this summer. So are you guys working on any special projects right now, or what do you need that you don't currently have in stock right now?
We really don't need anything.
Ovals and marquise just went up, skyrocketed, far as for demand. How are you guys, handling that, and do you have any in stock? I'm sure, you can have at least a fluctuation in price and quality on those, because that's going to hit pretty good, literally within probably about 2 weeks.
We do have some in stock, but right now we don't have any calls for anything.
Okay, so what I'm also seeing, remember how I said I only work with different companies on there, and I do the analytics of it. A lot of storefronts, they make this mistake here, and I'm not saying that you're intentionally making that mistake, but I'm just hoping that I can educate you since I'm a consultant in the field. Walk-in buyers are coming into the stores. And because they're physically not seeing the tangible item and the eye candy right there, they know what your inventory consists of because it's sitting. So then they're going to the other stores, and obviously nobody wants to just keep going from store to store to store to store. So that's why you're missing the opportunities with just the window shoppers. So if I can get you a range of different things that you currently don't have on memo, why not take those, showcase that, work on that as a project and sell point, especially with the ramp up of the summer coming out, and let me have some business calls with you so I can show you how to get some money in that store and get some more money in your pockets.
We really don't have a need for anything right now, and I would not be the one making that decision anyways. It would be the owner,
Who's that? Is that
Jessica, and
that
she
is
is
Jessica?
not, she's not even here.
Okay, you know where she's gonna be in? I got her email address, jessie@jmgjewelers.com. That's still it?
Yeah, she doesn't come in every day. Her hours are very sporadic, so your best bet is to reach out through email.
Well, how do you present something to her for a change? I mean, obviously, if I was your manager, and I'm just saying hypothetically, if I was Jesse, and I had somebody call me saying that, hey, I can get 10% to 20% increase in sales in my store, and I know I got employees that want to make more money because gas and whatever the prices that's out in our economy is up, I want to put more money in my team. So why not jump on an opportunity to put more money in your pocket and make your storefront better? You see what I mean? So if you're the manager, you don't have any pull into nay
No,
or say on that?
I'm not the store manager. I'm office. I do
Gotcha.
just office
Oh,
office
you
work.
just do office, so you don't even do the
Yes.
inventory or the ordering? Or do you
No,
confirm that?
I do
Interesting.
not.
All right.
That's why you would have to talk to her.
Gotcha. I'll send her an email and everything on there. Also, a credit app. I already have that done, but because we haven't done business in, years, it just got to get recertified on there. So I'll send that just so for her to fill out. Once she send that in, please, I know you're the manager, so you'll have a meeting with her. Let her know who I am, Troy Cordell at RDI, and we're trying to get you guys ramped up for the summer so you don't miss this boat and this opportunity. I mean, that would be ludicrous to not take advantage of, a prime situation that can help you out for progression on the summer.
Okay,
Okay.
I'll let her know, but we do pretty well ourselves, and we actually have a lot of people that have gone to other stores and come here and end up buying here. So.
I'm glad that you have that. But again, you can always increase that. That's the whole goal is to increase to have a competitive advantage of your competition, even if they're going to from other stores to you. You still don't have everything. So what about the customers that you are missing and you are losing? That's where I come in and RDI come in to help you retain and that retention for that customer base. You see what I mean? So I'm going to
Like I
help you
said,
solve those issues and problems. But I know I got to speak to Jesse. I got you. But I'm just, making some conversation with you because when I call back and say I get a business relationship, right, you're going to be there. So, you're going to get to know me. I'll get to know you and, see how I can help you out as well, or your team out. So I'm trying to build some trust here with you.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Great
Thank you.
conversation. Thanks for the business call. You're amazing.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.